TV.
The problem is not the coronavirus. It is the world's idiotic and retarded response to the coronavirus. What nation dismantles its own economy? And not only one nation, but every freaking nation on the planet. This is mass insanity that is inspired by demonic spirits. And you can see it in the way it is infecting those who are in power, who are getting off. They're getting off. They're having powergasms over who can outdo the other to control people, to make more rules, to make more regulations, to limit more freedoms. And people are just going along with it. This is Martin Sender from the edge of the bottom of the Floridian Peninsula. My sheep mask came in. I haven't worn it yet. The plan was I was going to go to, they want me to wear a mask at the local grocery store, and I'm a rebel. I don't want to wear a mask. I haven't stepped foot in that frickin' store since. And my idea was to wear a sheep mask and to put a medical mask on top of the sheep mask to make a statement, of course, that those who are following along with this are sheep going to slaughter. I'm thinking of that verse, hide a little way until the indignation is past. I feel like just hiding away until the indignation is past. Either that, or I'm going to wear this.
I don't know which I should know. What? What should I know? What should I know? Oh my God. I'm not allowed to go into a store? Okay. Okay, I got to wear a mask when I step out of my door? Okay. I gotta wear a mask for the rest of my life? Whatever you say, my masters, my masters, my masters.
Anybody who wears a mask is in the frickin' club. I haven't had a, in the cult. I haven't worn a mask yet. Nope, I haven't. Well, how do you go into places? If I have to, if I'm running, I put my shirt over my nose and I just cheat. I just, when I get to the cash register, I drop it and pay the money for my Gatorade and I'm out the door. This is mass insanity, and it is inspired by demonic spiritual beings. And here's, and did you notice this happened almost overnight? And it's not, it's, there's going to be a brief respite, according to my prediction. I'm not an inspired prophet. I'm just, you know, giving my best opinion based on what scripture says. But I, we're kind of a brief window when the economy bounces back. But it's going to be shorter than I think. It's just, it's going to be followed in months by a universal vaccination. I got news for you on that. This is shitty news. I don't like telling you this, but I feel like I have to. It helps me to vent. I get it out of my system. I do another end of the world coronavirus update. Some people don't think it's the end of the end. Some people don't realize that these are the final days of the final months of Millennium 6. Some people think that, well, things have always been this way. Really, things have always been this way. The entire world has shut down its economy. It's always been this way. And this, have you noticed that many sectors, some sectors on the mainstream news media and some politicians, namely on the left, they want this to continue. They warn us it would be a terrible idea to start up the economy. Why? Because they want the economy to crash because they can solve it with a global solution. Because they want, it's hard to believe that people in this country want the economy to crash. They're indifferent to the suffering of millions of people who have lost their jobs. They're indifferent. Well, actually, they're not indifferent because they vehemently want things to get worse so that then they can take control. Take control. It's all about power. It's all about control. That's what it's all things about. And these people are being driven by demonic spirits. Well, you could say, well, it's just human nature. Well, yes, it is human nature to want to lord it over other people. In some people, I can't even imagine having that quality, but it's the pace at which this is happening, and it is the worldwide way in which this thing is happening. Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of the human race, where the citizens of the world have on purpose shut down their economy. Not via war, not via some like financial crisis based on market fluctuations or bad investing or whatever. No, it purposely dismantled its own, our country, starting with, purposely dismantled its own economy. And it's wrecking the entire country. And I hold, I mean, I'm sorry, I had a great opinion of old Trumpy Trump. I still like Trumpy Trump. I get up every morning and I say, I love Trumpy Trump. But what the hell? What the hell? Because it's political suicide not to. But who cares about politics? Well, this might be the saving grace. This might be the saving grace that is going to buy us maybe 9 months of relaxing and an economic boom. Is that Donald Trump had to do this for political expediency. My first thing would be, forget political expediency. Forget about your re-election. Do the right thing and just not even listen to these doctors who, by the way, were all wrong. All their projections were wrong. All their numbers have proven to be way higher than they thought they would be. And you say, well, that proves that
that proves that we've been effective in our prevention.
No, it doesn't. Because the social distancing was baked into the numbers. The social distancing and the stupid masks were baked into the numbers that they projected, and they're all wrong. They're way, way off, way, way off. And now, oh, there's a study. Let me get back to Trump. I'm going to give you a study from Stanford University that's going to blow your mind. But back to Trump. I'm like, forget your re-election prospects. Just do the right thing and say, screw the shutdown. Screw Fauci, screw Burks. We're going to keep the economy going. And that's what, yeah, that was his instinct. That was Trump's instinct at the beginning. It really was. To keep the country going. He said, this isn't a big deal. And it's not. It's not. This whole thing is based on a fabrication. I mean, it's real and people are dying. But now we're finding out that there are so many, many more people infected. And you say, well, that's a terrible thing, isn't it? No, they're infected. But again, like I said the other day, they're not showing symptoms. They have it, but they're not dying from it. They're recovering from it. That means that with so many more people infected, the death rate becomes minuscule. Minuscule of what they originally projected. So I'm like, Trumpy, please ignore those numbers. Ignore these brainiacs, these pseudoscience people. It's junk science who are coming telling you that. But even if he had gone on ahead, like I say, it would have been political suicide, probably. But I'm really wondering. But he had to do it because he himself has been compelled by spiritual forces beyond his control to do it. But I said he's going to be a fake hero of a fake crisis because, again, since the world has bought into this lie, then they think it's this terrible thing. Then when it dies down, Trump's going to look like the hero because he's taking the front and center. He's there every day talking about it. I've never watched one of those freaking things where they go up to the microphones and talk about this because I can't stand it because the whole thing's fake. I'm living in an alien world. I don't know. This has not ever happened. And some people say, these days are just like all the other days. This time is like any other time in history. Is it? Is it? When the mark of the beast is around the corner, I'm going to read another article to you about that. Bad news today, all bad news. You know, I'm taking a break from the good news to get this off my chest, to update you, to tell you, however, that this thing is proceeding according to God's plan. There, okay, I got the good news in there. And this is why. Revelation 1:1. Listen to this. If you haven't read it lately, I'm going to read it to you right now. This sets the tenor of the whole thing, and this is what's happening. The unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gives to him to show his slaves what must occur swiftly. And he signifies it, dispatching through his messenger to his slave John. This thing has happened so swiftly that it's mind-numbing. It's awe-inspiring. I mean, it's the stupidest thing any culture has ever done. And yet we're doing it. As a culture, we're ruining our own economy, wrecking it, not realizing that by going along with it, we're enabling the people who want to take power to grab the hold of power. Because again, you can't let an opportunity like this go to waste, according to them. So I want to run this study by you This is Palo Alto Online. It's from Stanford University. Listen to this. The number of coronavirus infections in Santa Clara County could be between 50 and 80 times higher than the officially confirmed count. Preliminary results from a community-based study by a team of Stanford University researchers indicates, wow, 50, 80 times higher than the officially confirmed count. Why is that? Because not many people are getting tested. So many more people have it, which drives the percentage of deaths down. If 50 people out of 100 die of a disease, that's a terrible death rate. That's 50%. But if 50 people out of 100 million people dies, ooh, the death rate just went down to like 0.001 or something. This is not even commensurate with the flu, and yet we're destroying everything. This is the demonic influence, and this is good news for us, actually. I mean, I hate this. I feel uncomfortable in the world. It's all prickly. I'm getting sweaty and prickly because I don't like what's happening, and it's insane. I'm living in a lunatic bin. In a lunatic bin. But this, God is pushing this thing. It says swiftly, and we're seeing it. It's swift destruction, and it's leading the way for a universal vaccination. Along that line, I'm going to read you something that you will not hardly believe. And if you don't think this is the mark of the beast, well, you got your head in the sand. A faithful viewer named Eric from Virginia linked me to this article. I hate this stuff. Listen to this. This is from sciencealert.com. It's an article called "An Invisible Quantum Dot Tattoo Could Be Used to ID Vaccinated Kids." You see, they're presenting this thing as, we're going to protect our children, but this is the very technology that is going to allow the mark of the beast to come. But I didn't realize this. This is mind-blowing. The mark of the beast will be invisible. I didn't know that. Listen to this. For the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, how about retrogressing countries? I told you about Bill Gates wanting to vaccinate 7 billion people, everybody on the planet. Well, it's coming and it's around the corner. This is it. As I said, this is it. This is game over for planet Earth as we know it. And the tribulation is going to begin. Okay? I'm just telling you. Herald the evangel to your family members. Sit down your kids. Tell them about Paul's gospel. Tell them that Jesus Christ died for their sins. Tell them that Jesus Christ really died. It was terrible. He was dead. He was not alive. He was dead. And he took our sins with him. He died for our sins. He did it. We can't do anything to get rid of our own sins. Not even believe. We're not even able to believe. Jesus Christ did it all by himself, and that he was dead for 3 days and he rose from the dead. Sit your people down now. Sit your people down and herald this evangel of Paul. Make a fool of yourself. Do whatever you have to do. Because here it is. But researchers from MIT might have a solution. Oh, aren't the researchers from MIT nice? They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself. And it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Sounds so innocent, but there's more. In other words, they found a covert way to embed the record of a vaccination directly in a patient's skin rather than documenting it electronically or on paper. And their low-risk tracking system could greatly simplify the process of maintaining accurate vaccine records, especially on a larger scale. This is not some conspiracy website. This is not some end-time website. Not some revelation website. This is sciencealert.com under the category of health. What could go wrong? Vaccination ID injected directly into the skin that will keep track of vaccine records on a larger scale. Or as Dr. Evil would say, a larger scale. In areas where paper vaccination cards are often lost or do not exist at all, and electronic databases are unheard of, this technology could enable the rapid and anonymous detection of patient vaccination history to ensure that every child is vaccinated. That every child is going to turn to every citizen of the globe. The Bill and Melinda, here it comes. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded the team's research, what do you know, which was published in the journal Science Translational Medicine on Wednesday. According to Scientific American Story, the project came about following a direct request from Microsoft founder Bill Gates himself, who has been personally involved in efforts to eradicate polio and measles through vaccinations. But now, because of this madness that has descended on the world via a demonic spirit that has come from God, it's all from God, that is pushing humanity. Remember, God's going to do this stuff quickly. The tribulation, the last three and a half years is going to just pound it. It's going to be pounded. God's tired of waiting. 6,000 years is enough. Now it's being pushed, and people are enduring. We're watching a worldwide madness, a worldwide retardation. And everybody's buying into it. Almost everybody. There are rebels out there, thank God. You know what I mean? We got this thing we say in the United States. I don't know if you guys out there in other countries have this, but it's called live free or die. You ever heard of that one? Live free or die. Many of you may not know of our illustrious history. We rebelled against the British back in the 1776 time period there. And we like to be free. We don't like people telling us where to stand. We don't like people telling us who to gather with. It's in the Bill of Rights. We have a constitution in this country, and there's a Bill of Rights that we have the right to assembly. But the Bill of Rights is being ignored. Before I finish this article, I'm going to read that. It gets worse as it goes. And there's an illustration that's going to make you shudder. There are governors in this country. I'm thinking of the governor of Michigan and the governor of New Jersey, who are becoming commies. Communists, yes, they're... If you don't believe me, just, you have to watch. I shouldn't ask you to watch these. Okay, I'm going to make two links down here that I don't want you to watch because they're horrible. Tucker Carlson is interviewing New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. And what this guy said, this guy looks like a creep. This guy looks like a thug. This guy looks really evil. And he is. When you see how he's clamping down on the people of New Jersey, and he's going above and beyond. It's government overreach. That's what this is. And the people, you know, there's protests finally. People are protesting because this is a country of live free or die. And maybe not this time, because I think this is going to end, but when this starts up again with this universal vaccination, you're going to see shooting. Because Americans have guns. We don't like people coming into our house wanting to shoot things into our hands, into our arms. No, we don't like being told who we can and who we can't get together with. Some police in some states, they have drones now flying around looking for people who are gathering illicitly. I'm telling you, some of the governors of my country, they're getting off on their power. They don't want to let it go. This feels good to control these people. This feels good, and they feel good about themselves because they're empty people. They don't have God. They don't have God in their lives like you and I do. They're empty people. And the only thing that fills their awful little void in their dark little Grinch hearts is controlling other people and getting more powerful, telling other people what to do so that they can feel better about themselves. It's sick. It's already in human nature. I understand that. But it's being doubled down on, tripled down, quadrupled down on by demonic spirits, by God, because he's pushing this thing through. I mean, this thing is in the sprint, the final sprint in Millennium 6. And this is it. And it's cascading. I don't even belong on this earth. I never did, but this is getting ridiculous. So I got one link that I don't want you to watch under here. Tucker Carlson presses New Jersey governor over stay-at-home order double standards. Yes, the New Jersey governor's name is Phil Murphy. And then there's another interview where Tucker just nails Governor Whitmer of Detroit. This is the name of that video that I don't want you to watch. If there's one thing Governor Whitmer doesn't like, it's civil disobedience. Oh, well, now, I'm not advocating civil disobedience for the body of Christ. I've always advocated being quiet, being subject to civil authorities. I know how difficult it is. I'm struggling with it. But yeah, that's Paul's, not his recommendation. Well, it is his recommendation. I can't make it do it. But he wants us to lead a mild and quiet life. And I say hide away until this is over. Hide. Get what you need. Get your groceries. Do what you have to do. I'm ordering groceries online because I don't do the mask. Nope, not me. All right, back to this article. Yeah, oh, here's the Bill of Rights. We have this thing called the First Amendment. This is a weird thing. It says the First Amendment provides several rights, protections to express ideas through speech and the press, to assemble or gather with a group to protest or for other reasons. Okay, that's enough of that. Now let's go back to this evil article, and there's an illustration on here. Yes, good old Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're ready to push a universal vaccination. According to a Scientific American story, the project came about following a direct request from Microsoft founder Bill Gates himself, who has been personally involved. Yeah. The invisible tattoo accompanying the vaccine is a pattern made up of minuscule quantum dots, tiny semiconducting crystals that reflect light that glows under infrared light. The pattern and vaccine gets delivered into the skin using high-tech dissolvable microneedles made of a mixture of polymers and sugar. Ooh, these days are just like any other day. The society we're living in now and the goals of humanity, it's no different than 1649 or 1501 or 1222 or 1888 or 1950. Well, anybody that thinks that is only three things: deaf, dumb, and blind. I want to show you what this technology looks like. This is what the invisible tattoo thing, evil MF thing, looks like. See that? Say that, don't look at all my open windows. I know, I'm supposed to close those things, but you know, I'm disorganized, so. Yeah, that little spiky thing goes in the skin, pushes the little sugar and polymers in there, and you have a tattoo that's detectable by apps on your iPhone, and you can't see it, it's invisible. I always wonder, why would people take a mark? You know, they always told you that the mark is 666. You know, Charles Manson had this 666 on his forehead or whatever. Who's gonna do that? Because the book of the unveiling says they're going to have a mark either on their forehead or on their hand, the back of their hand. Who the hell's going to do that? Ah, it's invisible. I never knew that before. It's in freaking visible. And they have the technology to do it right now, and Bill Gates is in on it. It's game over. Which is good for us, because we're getting the hell out of here. See, I don't believe we're going to be around when this thing is instituted. And there's one video I was watching by an Indian doctor who said this could be instituted, this global vaccination with this technology could be instituted in 9 months. Yeah, wow. These things must occur swiftly. Swiftly. And they are. Just like the Bible says. My God, how did that happen? God must know what's going to happen ahead of time. Wow. So far, the system is mostly a proof of concept. But the researchers have already tried it out on rats and found that the patterns were still detectable 9 months after injection. Oh, they're working on this is coming along fast. In human cadaver skin models, the patterns outlasted 5 years of simulated sun exposure. They're testing this on cadavers, human cadavers. Here's a quote from some MIT professor. That should be a big red flag to anyone out there. It's possible someday, that this invisible approach could create new possibilities for data storage, biosensing, and vaccine applications that could improve how medical care is provided. They're going to provide you medical care. They're going to do this for you. Particularly in the developing world, MIT professor and senior author Robert Langer said in the statement. Yeah, well, I was going to tell Langer what to do, but I don't think I will. I want to read to you an email I got from one of our fellow believers and fellow viewers in New Zealand. Got this a couple days ago. His name's Neil. He says this: "How are you, my friend? Here in New Zealand, we've been locked up for nearly 5 weeks now. We are in a state of emergency at level 4, being the highest level here in New Zealand. The country has only ever been at this level once before, and that was in the Second World War. It's unprecedented and surreal. People are living in houses without any social interaction. Freedom has gone. The government has turned New Zealand into the Dark Ages. Hasn't the world changed since our last email exchange? The world is rather apocalyptic now." I'm hearing that from people. People that don't know what's going on, they say, it seems apocalyptic out there. Yeah, you think so? "Hasn't the world changed since our last email exchange? The world is rather apocalyptic now. I see this morning news that oil is at $1 per barrel. But on the bright side, it's so nice to have your YouTube channel to watch. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. I thank you so much for your daily videos. They are a blessing and an encouragement. I truly hope God gives you a huge crown or a massive planet to reign forever in the celestial world." Yes, if I get a planet, I want it to be massive. Thank you. Very dense. I want a dense planet. "To reign forever in the celestial world, a planet that needs a wise, benevolent, and noble leader from Earth." Wow, that was very nice of you to say that about me, Neil. I appreciate that. I won't deny any of it. "Concerning events in our unfolding world, these times are extraordinary, like unwrapping a gift, removing the layers of wrapping paper, layer by layer, that surround the gift as each event unfolds. Clearly, we are getting closer to the day, Martin, of the unveiling of Jesus Christ, the snatching away of the body of Christ. I'm really loving your teaching on 1 Corinthians 15. Please be encouraged. Take very good care of yourself, mate." Take very good care of yourself, mate. Neil from New Zealand. Thank you, Neil from New Zealand. I appreciate hearing from you. For my closing words,
we don't belong here on this planet. We are strangers in a strange world. But I want you to take comfort in the fact that God is doing this. This is it. This has been his plan all along. It's happening according to his plan. Every single detail is inspired by God. How do I look? My profile, is it good? Is it good? Yeah. Every detail has been planned ahead of time by God. God is not surprised by any of this. It's planned. It's supposed to happen. It sucks watching it because we know where it's leading. But God is using this to shake up the world. They have to go through great trials to learn what you and I have learned because of the grace of God. So we have to let people have this great opportunity of severe trial, severe control, in order to at last learn that there is nothing in themselves that could possibly save themselves. And it will cause them, the trials coming on this earth will cause the world to cry out to God. They will see their emptiness, and it will be used to eventually bring them to a knowledge of God in Christ. We are thankful today, aren't we? Yes, we are. That we have already been introduced by the living God to the living God by an act of grace. And our redemption is drawing nigh. So together with you, I'm looking up. Yeah, I'm looking up. Waiting for Christ to come back, because it's going to happen very soon.